Good morning and welcome to this daily devotion on Saturday, the 4th of April. Let's begin with some words from Psalm 31. The psalmist says, I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. So let's turn to God in prayer. Let's pray. God of the lost and God of the found, in our wanderings and in our sitting, we come to you now. Thankful that you know us and you call us back. For your love overflows for each and every one of us. Amen. The reading this morning is that well-known passage, the parable of the lost sheep, from Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, reading from verses 3 through to 7. And in it, it reminds us to remember that we all get lost at times, and that we all walk away from God. It may be that some of us today are feeling lost, like the sheep unable to call out to Christ for help. However, we are all loved by the Good Shepherd Jesus Christ, who loves us and knows us by name. He knows when we wander off, and he will carry us back. He won't turn us away when we do cry out for help, for he takes us just as we are. So let's listen to the reading. Jesus told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbours, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Thanks be to God. So let's finish this morning with a prayer. And the prayer is taken from adapted from a prayer from a blog by Reverend Carla. Again, the information can be found in the box above. Let us pray. Loving Shepherd, you lead and guide. You walk alongside. You prepare, you feed, you call all of your sheep. Even those of us who are lost. Those of us who stray constantly. Those of us who stay close to your comforting staff. We are grateful for the lush green pastures of our lives. And we pause now to offer our thanksgivings for the goodness in our lives. There are so many who walk in the shadows of fear and suffering and despair. And we pause now to offer our prayers for the broken and bleeding places in this world. We also offer our prayers for the sheep of our own flocks, in our families and friends, in our church and our community, in our NHS, supermarkets, armed forces and all those working so that we might be safe at home. Loving Shepherd, we have all we need as we live in you and you in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining this morning and please do come back tomorrow for reflection from Russell and join us again next week as we begin the daily devotions anew. Until we meet again, God bless you, and may God keep you in the palm of his hand. Bye-bye.